Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. Today is 1.23, a deeper meaning behind the messages from your intuition. Now today I want to start back to the basics again, mainly because of what I said last week, or in last week's podcast, about feeling nervous. I mentioned that I was feeling a little nervous last week and put it down to the title of the podcast being about time. My perception last week was that time was lacking, or the tasks that I needed to get done were taking more time than I was allocating to them. So I was starting to get a little bit stressed and concerned. I thought it was nervousness, so I remember saying that I'm feeling nervous today. So I did this podcast, last week's podcast, with that overarching feeling of nervousness. That nervousness turned into mild anxiety by the end of the day, and it had nothing to do with my time management skills. In fact, the only thing it had to do with time was that I was feeling fearful of the future. Now, anxiety is a fear of the future, but not the future itself. It's more about the fear of what could happen in the future. However, I had nothing on my calendar that would create such a feeling. I wasn't nervous. There was no, I shouldn't say I wasn't nervous. I was nervous, but there was no physical reason for me to be nervous. There was no big talk or interview that I had to do. There was nothing on my calendar. There was nothing to say that there was a reason, a physical reason for me to feel nervous. I know I had a lot on my plate, but that doesn't normally cause me to feel nervous. I was struggling with this because it just didn't make sense for me. So what I looked at was this fear of the future, so this anxiety that was coming up, and because there was no physical aspect to it, it must have been coming from my spiritual side. So I started to look at what that meant. So my intuition was sending me messages about my future, which was creating a nervousness that gradually turned into mild anxiety as the day progressed. So let's look back at the basics to get a better understanding of this. Now, we're all aware that we have the two bodies. We have the physical self and the spiritual self. So when we look at the two in comparison, we're getting two different types of aspects. So with the existence, the physical existence is time set. So you will have your life anywhere between birth and 100 or so years. You will have that physical aspect of time. The spiritual self doesn't have the aspect of time. Spiritual existence is eternal. So when we talk about eternal life, we talk about the spiritual side of it, not the physical side of it. When we look at our limitations, we look at the limitations for the spiritual self, and there's that obviously that limit of time and space. So even our physical self, we can't be everywhere all at the same time. We are here in the one space at the one time. And we can move from time and spaces, but we are still only limited to one time, one space. The spiritual self has unlimited time and space. There's no time frames on the spiritual self. So we're starting to see these, not clashes, but, you know, the yin and the yang, we're starting to see these opposites happening within our body. When we look at where we're linked to, so the physical self is linked to the physical earth. It's got the gravity there. It's got all the physical environment around it. Whereas the spiritual self is not linked to the earth. The spiritual self can travel. It's linked to energy, other energies. It can move. It can just go wherever it likes. As it is in this body, it is linked to this body, but is not restricted to this body. When we look at lives, we can look at the physical self has one life. You have one opportunity in this body. But as a spiritual self, you have numerous lives. Your spirit will go from life to life. It is not necessarily a female each time. It's not necessarily a male each time. It's not necessarily healthy or rich or poor. We're having all these different elements of our lives that the spiritual self experiences. And then we look at the connections of it. So with the physical self, the connections go via the DNA through generations. So we have these generational connections through our DNA that comes from generation to generation to generation. So we will bring through elements there. That's why everybody is so, so different. And then with the spiritual self, they have experiences through other lives. So what we're bringing together there in the connections, you're bringing these generational DNA coming through that the body, the physical body has done and reacted and responded to generation after generation. And then we have a different spirit coming into each of these bodies or coming into this body that's had experiences through other lives, not necessarily through your generations, but other people's generations. And they're bringing all that in together. So you can imagine that no wonder we get so confused and so in two minds and everything can be so challenging because we're bringing all this together in one life, one aspect. Then we can look at the messages. Now, we can get messages from the physical self, and that's classed as messages from the ego. And then messages from the spiritual self, which is messages from the soul, which we look at as intuition, because intuition is a communication between the physical and the spiritual side. So we're getting these messages, and when it comes through the ego, it can be quite egotistical, it can be negative, it can be individually thinking. Whereas when we get it from the soul, it's more, the beliefs are more intuitive, they're more positive, they are designed for the greater good. So we're having these different types of messages come through. Now, not all information or not all intuitive messages are positive, and yet they are positive. They're positive in the manner that they've been given because they're given to guide and help us, but we may perceive them as negative, as I did with these feelings of nervousness and anxiety that I was getting. I mean, to me, it's a negative feeling. But it was for the greater good. It was for a positive attitude that I was giving these messages. And I'll go into that in a minute. We look at these two different sides. Now, the other thing is how these messages come to us. And the delivery from the ego can be very demanding and very forceful. And yet the spiritual side of it can be more about awareness and giving you opportunities. Now, I have had intuitive messages that were, well, I can't call them demanding and forceful, but I must admit I reacted and responded in a very, not demanding way, but I just, for example, I was at a T intersection ready to turn right, and I had taken my foot off the clutch. I was just moving forward, and all of a sudden I jammed my foot on the brake, and it scared me so much because I didn't deliberately do it. It was almost like somebody else did it for me. It was really strange in the feeling, and all I could think of was, how stupid are you? This is really dangerous. You're stuck in, you've stopped in the middle of the road. And just as I was about to pull off and get across, a car came over the crest of the hill with all four wheels off the ground. Now, if I had not have stopped, that car would have T-boned me, would have hit me, wiped me out. That would have been a mess. If I hadn't have put my foot on the brake and stopped when I did, I don't know whether I'd be here today. So, yes, when we're getting messages from our intuition, it can be quite impactful. but it's not usually demanding or forceful. It's not usually going against how you feel. So in that instant, I naturally would not have done that, but it didn't hurt. It wasn't against what I would do, because I would put my foot on the brake. If I saw a car coming, I would definitely put my foot on the brake. But it was just done a little bit differently. So again, we just got to be aware of these different messages that are coming through and how we read them and how we look at them. Another thing we look at too, the physical self will look for advice externally, and often look for blame externally, whereas the spiritual self will look for advice internally, and they'll often internalize the blame as well. They'll look at their aspect of what their involvement was. So in the breaking down of my marriage, I didn't continuously blame him. Yes, he did have issues and he did have problems, but I also reflected back on what I did wrong. And I went through that just this week, actually. I went through quite an emotional state where I was feeling quite bad or quite guilty about what I didn't do in that relationship, in the fact that I didn't show my children, my girls, how to stand up for themselves. And I have seen that in their relationships where things have gone a little bit haywire and they've taken the back step, which is what I used to do. So I just went through all that, and I did a bit of a release on all that this week about past relationships and what our role is. And these roles and these situations will come up constantly. It's not just, oh, once I've done it, I'm fixed. These will come up, and different intuitive messages will come through that allow you to look at them and go, well, I choose not to resolve that, or I choose to step in my power and resolve that. And there was a lot of tears this week, and a lot of expressions, and a lot of support from my partner, which was really, really good. I really needed it. So there was a few triggers, and we needed to sort them out. I mean, look, I'm one of these people that if you've got those triggers, it's time to sort them out. You're only getting triggered because you haven't sorted them. So great time to sort it out. And we only get triggered when we can sort them out. We have the opportunity to do that. So when we look at those two different aspects, the physical self and the spiritual self, and how we're going through this, so one side of us is going, well, I've had plenty of lives, and the other side, well, I've only got this. One's going, I've experienced other lives, and the other one's going, well, I've experienced DNA through generations. And we've got to try and communicate. That is this communication between the two. And this can be quite challenging. And this is where our intuition pops in. Now, our intuition will be saying or guiding us to go one way, but how we take on that message is really the be-all and end-all for here. And there is no right one way, one right way. We all do it differently. So we'll go through that too. So to survive, we need to have a good balance of both the physical and the spiritual. Too much physical can put us on a different track for your life purpose. Now, the spirit self is here to achieve a life purpose. Now, I don't know what that is. We can usually discover it as we grow through our lives, and we usually get an understanding. And majority of times, no, I would say all the time, your life purpose is something that makes you feel good. I have this yearning to help others, and I'm doing that through this podcast, hopefully. That's my yearning, and I don't know what my life purpose is, but I know that I get so much enjoyment out of doing this podcast and helping other people that if that's not my life purpose, then I shouldn't feel so good about it. But I do feel good. I love doing the life coaching. I love helping people. I love supporting them, whether it's in a physical aspect, when I'm working with the football, at the soccer, with the girls, whether it's at a spiritual aspect, working on intuitive nature and talking about intuition, or whether it's on a mental aspect where I'm helping people create businesses through the business coaching and doing that sort of side to it where I'm doing the analyticals and the understanding and putting all that together there. So in all of the aspects that I'm looking at, I Again, don't know what my true life purpose is, but I know it's about giving support and helping others. And if that's what I'm doing, then I'm feeling good and I'm in my element. So to me, that's what it's all about. But if we pay too much attention to the physical side and we get off track on our life purpose, it means we're not in touch with our soul, and our soul's here for the reason, to achieve a life purpose. So we have to always be making sure that we're in touch with the soul and we're not all physical. But again, we don't want to be all spiritual too, because that means you're not living and learning in the physical world. When we think about the gurus that are sitting in the caves, maybe in India or wherever it is, and they sit there and they could be there for years in these caves doing meditation. Now, if that's their true life purpose, that's fine. That's what they're doing and they're on track. But we can't all do that. I can remember when I started doing meditation and getting into all the spiritual side of things, all I wanted to do was go and sit in a cave for a couple of years. And I'm sure that when life sort of starts to get on top of me, I still feel like going into a cave for a couple of years. But that's not for everyone. And the reason why my spirit is in this physical body, it's come through all that DNA, through the generations and all those other lives, is for a particular reason. And if I'm not in the caves being a guru, then that's obviously not the reason. So that's fine too. So we've just got to get that happy balance. Like I said, our spirit is in our body for a reason. We can connect with that reason, but we need to put some effort into it. So intuition is the communication from the spiritual to the physical, and our intuitive messages are there to create some sort of an action or a response that can help us make these better decisions. So when we're getting these messages, it's all about us making decisions. So when I've received the messages, I can choose to listen to them, or I can choose to ignore them, because we've got free will. And this is where we go. Or I can choose to listen to them, and then I've got to try and interpret them. Now, these messages will come to us in different ways. So we can have a mental thought. That was like when I jammed my foot on the brake. It was an instant. Actually, it wasn't even a mental thought. It just happened. I really don't remember it. But you have a mental thought. You can have a visual impression. You know how you can see something that's going to happen? You have or you might see 1111 on the clock radio, 1111 on the clock radio. All these are visual impressions. Mental thoughts can come to you. I remember one particular time when I had a mental thought, and it was like, was when I was going to do my uni degree. And my girlfriend said at the time, she said, how do you know you're going to actually get into your uni degree? You're leaving your business and everything else to go and study. How do you know you're going to get in? And I said, well, I don't know I'm going to get in, but I'm going to go to uni. And if I don't get into the one I'm looking at, I'll get into another one. It means it's not the right one. And I don't know where that thought came from, because that's not how I would have thought, but it did. And it came through. So this mental thought came through. The visual impression came through. Emotional expressions can come through. I'm going to talk a little bit more about the emotional expression, because that's what I was really feeling this particular time. And a physical feeling can come through. Now, when we go back through the physical self and the spiritual self, the physical self has thoughts. So we can actually think about something, and we run this track of thinking. And if this does this, then this, that. And it's all that analytical thoughts and thinking. The spiritual self has knowings. Now, that's when you say something and you just know it's right. It's like when I was going to uni, I didn't think that I was going to get in or get out or get into the course that I wanted. I just knew I was going. There was just no question about it. It was just, I knew I was going to uni. Maybe I didn't get into where I wanted to go, but I knew I was going. So it was a real knowing. When we look at the physical self, we have sight. So we can see things, and that's where you'll see the numbers. When we look at the spiritual self, we don't see, because seeing is actually a physical sense. We have visions. understand the difference? I know it's really minor, but there is a big difference. There's a big difference between thinking or thoughts and knowings. There's a difference between sight, seeing something, and visions. There's a difference between sound, hearing something, and hearings. Now, hearings is when you hear voices, but you don't see the voices. And you don't hear them through your ears, through that physical aspect of hearing. You hear them in a different way. And it's just strange. It's strange. We have smells and we have scents. Now, we can smell something. That's the physical side to it. But the sensor is when we have that, you know, when you can, there's a lot of cases where people know that their grandmother's around because they can smell. They have that scent that smells like grandma. Or that, you know, it might be the smell of tobacco or a cigar. Oh, that sounds like my great granddad. And we're not actually smelling that, but we're acknowledging it. It's that knowing again that's what that smells like. Taste, we can taste, and we can also do that through vocalization, is the spiritual side. So the physical side is taste and speaking. The spiritual side is we can taste in the manner of, if I started talking about a lemon, and we talked about all the different, you know, I went all into the details of a lemon, you will be able to actually taste the lemon in your mouth without actually tasting it. So I can do it mentally as a mental exercise, an emotional exercise, and you can actually taste it. And that's the spiritual side of it. So the other side too is with talking. You can talk on the physical side. The spiritual side, we talk about vocalization. Now, a lot of that is when we're saying something and we don't know where it's come from. Or we're channeling. So a lot of the channeling is vocalization. So it's where the spirit is coming through and vocalizing that way. We also have touch on the physical side and sensations on the spiritual side. So again, your spiritual self comes into this body because it can't touch or see or taste or smell, but it knows what scents are, that it knows what hearing is about, it knows visions, it knows vocalization and the taste. It's about that knowing, not that experience. It's understanding what it feels like. If I say to you, do you remember what it feels like when you pat the pussycat, when you pat a dog, how soft it feels? Now you know that. You don't have to be doing that. You don't have to feel that to know it. And that's the difference between the physical and the spiritual. So the spiritual is bringing through a lot of the knowings. They've not experienced it, but they know it. They know it. Again, it's like, I know how to ride a bike, but have you ever experienced it? We could read all about it. We can get all that understanding and know exactly what it's like to ride a bike. You need to balance and you need to do this and you need to do that and you need to pedal and you hold on. But until you've actually physically done it, you haven't experienced it. There's the difference. So our spirit cannot experience the physical senses the same way the physical body does, which is why the spirit is in the body. If we make the effort of stopping, relaxing, and giving ourselves time to listen, feel, and understand our intuition or these intuitive messages, we can get the best of both worlds. These intuitive messages guide, support, and help us to make confident decisions in our life. We just need to interpret them correctly, and that's the hard part, especially when it's emotive messages. So here I was last week. My intuition was sending me feelings of anxiety and nervousness last week, and I knew there was nothing physical coming up that could cause me to feel this way. Something else was happening, and I was being warned about it. That's how I felt. I felt like it was a warning. Now, my thoughts went to what is the best thing for me to do to get through this? Now, remember, I didn't know what was going on. So it's not like I could prepare for something If I knew that, oh, there was a cyclone coming, okay, well, I can batten down the hatches and I can do this. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know the physical aspect to it. I didn't know anything. All I know that I was feeling nervous, which was turning into anxiety. So it was escalating. My emotions were going higher and higher and escalating. Now, I needed to be able to control them, not allow them to control me. Now, that doesn't mean I needed to squash all my feelings and pretend they're not there. I needed to express them in an appropriate manner. So my way of doing this was I gave myself time. I did a small meditation. I took a walk around the block. I took my mind off of things for a while by getting stuck into work. All that analytical stuff where you have to think and you can't, you know, allow those other thoughts to come through. Sometimes burying yourself in work is good. Not long term, short term, just a task. And I even did a bit of painting. I like doing the art. I love doing that creative side of it and just immersing myself in that. Again, like letting your physical side just keep busy so you can relax and you know, enjoy life a little bit more. So after all this, I felt calmer. I felt more relaxed. And when my partner got home, although I was calmer and relaxed, there was still that anxiety in the background. The reason my intuition was sending me this nervousness was to guide me towards a decision I made, which was to give myself some time out, which was to prepare myself for what was going to happen, even though I didn't know what it was. I needed still to prepare myself to be the best I could be. So that evening, my partner's son moved into our spare room after getting kicked out of his girlfriend's house again. Now, he has stayed with us before, and honestly, it nearly split the family up and our relationship. It got to the stage where I asked my partner to put a lock on our bedroom door because I really felt unsafe. I just did not feel safe at all. He is addicted to prescription drugs and a few other things, I believe, anyway. And his energies are all over the place. It just throws me. I'm very sensitive to that sort of thing, and it really, really throws me. And it goes against everything I believe in. It just goes against everything I've done. I work in the high sporting elite arena. I have had an organic crop farm. I work with spiritual people. I work with businesses. I work hard. I do 10-hour days sometimes. And this young man doesn't work. He takes drugs. He doesn't look after himself. It is just so opposite to me. So can you imagine what it's like for me to try and do meditation and stuff like that in my own home with all that negative energy around? Challenging is to say the least. And the thing was, he couldn't be trusted. He constantly lies to feed his addiction, which, again, you understand, but it doesn't make it easy to live with. So no wonder my intuition was sending me warning messages. But thankfully, it gave me the time to prepare for it. And I must say, I have to pat myself on the back, and I don't do that very often, but I handled it really well. Considering what we'd been through, I handled it really well. I was even supportive because I had the opportunity to approach any situation. Didn't matter what it was. I knew something was going to happen, and I approached it with a clear mind and a positive outlook because I gave myself the time to do that. I was a little shook up, I have to be honest, but I was still in control. And the best part was I could support my partner, I could talk to him, and I didn't just lose it, go off the trolley, and I could also support his son to a certain degree without jeopardizing myself or the lifestyle that, you know, I feel that we deserve, because we've worked hard. So that was what my intuition was telling me. It wasn't warning me that the son was coming home. It was warning me to prepare myself for whatever happened. And there was going to be something that happened. Like, we could turn around and say, well, we need to prepare ourselves all the time. Yes, probably we do. And if we do some meditation and we give ourselves that time and we're in the right frame of mind, yes, we can survive just about anything. But intuitively, I knew that there was something that was, you know, like a bigger trigger to normal life. And I needed just to give myself that time, because normally, being a very strong worker, or I work way too much. but being that way, it was a really good warning sign to say, you know, back off, give yourself a bit of a break, because, you know, there's going to be a little bit of an upheaval and you need to understand how you're going to get through that and sort through that, which is what I did. So it was perfect. It was really good. That nervousness last week was ideal. I really needed it. What the takeaway from this is that we all receive messages in different ways. And unless we take a little bit of time to understand them, things can catch you off guard. We need to be aware of that. When you receive a message, check first if it's from the ego or from your intuition guiding you. Now, again, I went through those the differences with the ego and the intuition. Egotistical is very individual. Intuition is more for the greater good. Now, you could have looked at mine and go, well, that was individual, but it wasn't individual in the fact that I put somebody else out to do it. It was really for the greater good, because for me to be in the right frame of mind was better for not only my partner, my son, but the rest of the family, that was whoever was living with us, and my extended family, because when I was out of whack, I put everyone else out of whack. So that to me is being more individual. When I was in control and in tune, I then can portray that to everyone else, which means it's for the greater good. So we have to look at that in that sort of a way. Although I did it for me, I actually did it for the greater good of those around me. So be aware of that. Is it being forceful? Is it being demanding? Now, I was getting these messages that were, it was nervousness and anxiety. They weren't being forceful and demanding. They were being, made me aware, and it gave me opportunities. It was like, if anything, they were more irritating. And it was like, I needed to do something about this. This is really irritating me. And I also believe, because the nervousness escalated to mild anxiety, if I hadn't have done anything, would it kept on going? Would these feelings keep on going until you have a panic attack? You know, and is it that the son walks in the door and then you have a panic attack because you've not done anything about it? Getting that understanding in that way is really good. In my case, it was easy to understand the messages, because I don't experience nervousness and anxiety very often. And if I do, it's usually because I have like an important talk to do or a task that I need to get done. So I was lucky in the fact that I could understand that there was this feeling and I don't know why. I can remember feeling that as a younger person, when I would get just before your period and your emotions start to get all funny, and I'd wake up and I'd go, I'm really upset and I don't know why. I'm sad or I'm blue and I don't know why. And it was because of the changes in your hormones and things like that. We put that down to the physical side of it. I now know that when I wake up and I'm feeling blue, or if I'm feeling out of sorts, I go further into it. I look deeper into it, because if there is a physical reason to it, I can turn around and go, oh, that's because this happened. I understand, you know, like, I lost a friend, so I am upset. You know, you've got a reason. If you wake up and there's no reason, that's when you start to go, well, hang on, this is something else is happening here. My intuition's kicking in. It could be something simple as your hormones are changing because you're due for your period. But I also worked out that exactly a week before my period was due, I would get this change, and I could turn around and say, okay, that's just that. If it was another time, then I could go, all right, there's something else going on. What's happening? I can't find any physical reason for it, so it must be spiritual. What's going on? And we start to really get an understanding of that. So what I want you to be aware of is don't prepare for the worst, all right? Like with my situation, I could have prepared for the worst. Don't prepare for the worst. Prepare to be your best by giving yourself time that you need. That's what I did. I prepared to be my best. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. But at this time it did. So in preparing to be your best, take a walk in nature or walk around the block or by the beach. Meditate in your favourite spot. Take a long bath if you can, or take your mind off it by doing something else or something creative like drawing and painting. Do whatever it is that you need to do to calm you and prepare you to be the best no matter what happens. You only have control over yourself. So be the very best you can be, and you can approach any situation positively and with the guidance of your intuition. So my partner's son is still with us. He has booked in for rehab in a couple of weeks' time. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to go through with it at this stage. I'm not sure if he has hit his rock bottom enough to want to change, because, mate, changing an addiction is not an easy thing to do, and I understand that. I've never been addicted to substances like that, but intuitively I know that there's no way known I wanted to be there. I can remember when the doctor was going to give me some Valium to help me through the postnatal depression that they said I had. And I can remember saying, I don't want that, because I was scared of having to stop it. It was too hard to stop the addiction. It was easier to say no to it before it even started. Now, why did I have that feeling? All I can think of is that in a past life, my spirit has been in a body that's been addicted or had an addiction, because it felt so strong and I'd never experienced that before. So, I don't know whether he has hit his rock bottom enough to want to change, but I hope for the sake of his young baby that he does. So my thoughts are is I'm going to keep sending positive, loving and healing energy to him so he can have all the positive energy that, you know, I can give him. But to do that, I need to be kind, positive and loving to myself. Because, look, we can only give to others what we have. We can't give somebody else's energy to someone else. We can't give away anything else. We have to have it to give it away, right? That's the only way we can do it. So fill yourself up with a positive energy so then you'll be able to share it. And I do that through my meditations or being in nature or creativity. You do it the way you need to do it. The big takeaway, be kind to yourself, and you can be kind to others a lot easier. But first, work on yourself. If you want more understandings or tools for trusting your intuition, subscribe to the podcast, follow me on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter, or jump onto the website www.intuitivenature.com.au and check out the blogs and free resources. Now, I've got a Facebook group called Emotional Mastery, and I'd love to get some interaction, because all I'm doing is talking to everyone. I'd love you to interact. If you want to jump on Emotional Mastery on the Facebook group, that would be just perfect. But if you want to get a free reading of your flower goal, pop up a picture of the flower or draw your own flower and then put it up and just tell me, just put in there, it's about business or it's about relationships or it's about finances, just one little word, what it's about, and you'll get a better reading. That way I can just focus on that side of things for you instead of more of a general reading. Pop that up on the Facebook group called Emotional Mastery. I don't know whether it comes up straight up. I think I have to approve it, but when it flags to me, I can do a quick reading and pop it up for you so you can get an understanding. I'd love to be able to connect with you, get some feedback, because all I feel like I'm doing is talking, and, you know, you guys have to get something back out of it. So remember, we are all naturally intuitive. It is part of human nature. It is our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist from Intuitive Nature. I thank you for listening. See you next week. Bye for now.